This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike in Afghanistan's embattled southern Helmand province today proved deadly for at least 17 government personnel. A local security official confirmed the casualty toll to VOA, saying the strike was called in as Afghan police forces were battling Taliban insurgents. The Taliban claimed its fighters killed 35, including four senior Afghan police commanders. An investigation is underway. U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to tamp down reports his administration is headed for war with Iran. But with rising tensions in the Middle East and Tehran a frequent target of tough White House rhetoric, members of Congress are asking exactly what the president and his advisors are planning in the Persian Gulf. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has a report.
An aircraft carrier and bombers have been sent to the Middle East. At the White House, a question for President Trump.
President, are we going to war with Iran?
Congressional leaders received a classified briefing on Iran. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants to know more.
And I would tell the administration you should pick up the phone and call members of Congress so that we don't have a microphone put in our face. Ask us about why you're doing something and we have no clue.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal says he's been told he will be briefed on Iran Tuesday.
It may be too late, because hostilities may have begun.
Blumenthal says Americans are getting a confused and chaotic picture of what's going on in the Middle East. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Taiwan's parliament today legalized same-sex marriage, a landmark first for Asia. The island's lawmakers passed a law with a comfortable margin, allowing same-sex couples to form exclusive permanent unions and to apply for a marriage registration with government agencies. Supporters of the legislation celebrated near the parliament building after hearing the results. To keep up with all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Former U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn says there were attempts to interfere with his cooperation in the special counsel investigation of suspected Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential campaign. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
In a court filing made public Thursday, prosecutors told a federal judge that former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn told special counsel Robert Mueller's office that persons associated with the Trump administration and Congress attempted to influence his cooperation with Mueller. The filing says Flynn provided a voicemail recording of one such communication. Prosecutors did not identify who had been in touch with Flynn. The details were part of a court filing by prosecutors aimed to show the extent of Flynn's cooperation with the Mueller probe. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump says his proposal to overhaul the U.S. immigration system is fair, modern, and legal, and will make America safer and stronger.
Our proposal is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. It's just common sense. It will help all of our people, including millions of devoted immigrants, to achieve the American dream.
The plan puts a focus on merit-based legal immigration rather than on family ties, something Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi found troubling.
It is really a condescending word. Are they saying family is without merit? Are they saying most of the people who have ever come to the United States in the history of our country are without merit because they don't have an engineering degree?
Another point of contention, the president's plan does not address the DACA program for so-called dreamers, immigrants brought to the United States illegally as children. A sweeping bill to expand gay rights faces a vote in the House of Representatives here in Washington today. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
House Democrats are set to approve what's called the Equality Act, which aims to extend civil rights protections to LGBT people by barring discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill, which would cover areas including employment and housing, is a top priority of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says it'll bring the nation closer to equal liberty and justice for all. While a vote is scheduled for today, most Republicans oppose the legislation, calling it another example of government overreach. President Trump is expected to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. Matt Small, Washington.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido has confirmed he does have a team of negotiators in Norway to mediate the political crisis in Caracas. But Guaido denies that discussions with President Nicolas Maduro's government representatives were underway. Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez reportedly heads the Maduro side, while lawmaker Stalin Gonzalez is leading the opposition delegation. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.